You know, there's a story of someone who came to church, and after church, when he was greeted by the priest, he said to the priest, he says, "I have a question for you." He says, "Why is it that every time I come to church, you give me a palm branch?" Well, if there are some of you here that have that same question, think about it really hard, and maybe you can figure it out. You know, we think about our Lord's entry into Jerusalem as being a glorious thing, and in fact, it was. And all of the people were chanting and singing, "Hosanna, Hosanna." This is a term that is used only for God, Hosanna. So they were all very excited to see our Lord. But you know, most of them were just there for the parade. Many of them were just there for the parade. They'd heard that he had raised Lazarus, someone who had been in the grave for 4 days. And they went out to see who this person was. So it's like the circus was coming into town. It's like this oddity was coming into town. They'd heard about Jesus. They'd heard about the miracles. But these people were there. It was more like a show. Now, there were many who believed because of these miracles, and many witnessed the raising of Lazarus. But most people showed up just for the spectacle, just because it was the thing to do. They showed up, and they put pine branches down, and they got all excited, and they watched the Lord go by, and he went into the city. And then many, if not most, forgot all about it. They started going about on their business. They started going and taking care of their own things. But the Lord had a mission. The Lord had a purpose for his entry, as Father Seraphim said earlier, to fulfill the prophecy. But the people, they'll show up when there's something going on. They'll show up, but then where do they go? Did they follow Jesus around? Some did, most did not. They were too busy with their own lives. Now imagine if you were one of those people who showed up on Palm Sunday, and then when the excitement's over, you go on your own lives and you just go off to wherever it is that you go, and you go and just take care of yourself. The opportunity was there not only to see the spectacle, not only to throw the palms and the cloaks. The opportunity was there for salvation. The opportunity was there to change your life. The opportunity was there to follow our Lord, not only to his cross, not only to his resurrection, but into his kingdom. Those who follow our Lord followed him to his cross, follow him to his death, follow him to his resurrection. And we are partners in all these things. And we follow him into the kingdom. And we become partners of the kingdom. Sometimes we think that it's just a hobby. Salvation is just a hobby. That we do it We come to church if we feel like it, when we have time, when everything else is taken care of. But the reality is everything else will never be taken care of. It says we will come to church horizontally, and everything else is still not going to be taken care of. There's still going to be things that need to be done, even when we are not in a position to do them. So it is a change of life that our Lord brought into Jerusalem. It is a change of life that our Lord brought into the world. And that life is a life outside of the world. And we say that we are the holy people of God. And we say that with conviction. But how can we say that we are truly the holy people of God if we're not following Christ? Now, when I say following Christ, I mean in his footsteps. In his footsteps today means that we live our lives the way Christ lived his life. And we follow him into Jerusalem. And we stay with him. And we change our entire lifestyle to include worshiping him and to include giving ourselves to him and receiving him with the Holy Eucharist. I can't emphasize enough that it is not just a circus. It's not just an event that we come to on Sundays and other sacraments. It says this is part of the life we have chosen, supposedly, as Christians. When we are baptized into Christ. We become one with Christ. But do we stay one with Christ? The big question. It says we have to follow him. Our whole life has to change when we accept Christ. We have now a new master, not the master of this world, not money as our master, not pride as our master, not success in this world as our master. We have thrown all those things aside, and we have only one master, our Lord, our God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We are focused only on him. It is a life-changing event. And it has to be a life-changing event. Because if it is not, then it is nothing. We cannot accept salvation and not accept being Christians. We accept salvation through God's grace. However, when we accept salvation, we also accept his mission and his ministry. And many, many, many Christians have found that they also have accepted his martyrdom. Today, earlier in Egypt, the terrorists attacked Coptic churches and killed many, many Christians on Palm Sunday. Imagine, on Palm Sunday, the Islamic terrorists attacked the Christian churches. Now, today, where we are going to be leaving and going next door and having a nice lunch and greeting our friends, in Egypt, on Palm Sunday, this wonderful feast day, there are people crying. There are people in torment. There are people in grief. Christians. Christians are in grief because they believed in Christ. If they weren't in the church, nothing would have happened to them. But because they believed in Christ, many were killed and many lost loved ones. This is part of what it is to be a Christian. Jesus said, if they have done it to me, they will do it to you. Don't think that because we are hidden away in beautiful America, that we are safe from martyrdom. But we must be ready for martyrdom if it comes to us. We must be ready for martyrdom. Expect that Satan is out there working against us at all times. So just as Jesus entered Jerusalem, he knew that Satan is working against him. He knew that his martyrdom was coming. He knew that. And we also have to think that Satan is always working against us. And maybe martyrdom is coming to us or to our loved one. My friends, being a Christian is not an easy thing. I know that here in America, we think it's an easy thing. We get up on Sundays, put on our best clothes, come to church, have coffee afterwards, everything's fine and dandy. But the reality is that we have a very, very powerful enemy in this world against us. We say that, well, why doesn't the Lord protect us from this enemy? Well, he has been. That's why we can come to church, and that's why we can dress up and come and have a good time and drink coffee and see each other and embrace. That's why. It's because our Lord is protecting us. But one day, when the time is right, and only the Father knows the time, it says that enemy will be allowed to scatter the sheep, to scatter the faithful. So in our prayers today, for those who have died in Egypt, in church, worshiping God on Palm Sunday, as we pray for them, also pray for ourselves and pray that we will be given the strength that we need if the day comes when we also have to become martyrs. And change your life, change our lifestyle to make our Lord a priority, a top priority, not someplace on your priorities list, but a top priority, the top priority in your life. The top priority in your life. So that when we follow him, we will truly be following in his footsteps. And we will not be like those who came to see the spectacle and then went home and took care of their daily lives. Reject this world, because the master of this world is our enemy. Accept the kingdom, because the master of the kingdom is the one who loves us and is the one who will save us.